Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's here with two outs and
out. Oh, yeah.
Did he do it again? You better believe it. Jose Altuve. A two-home run game. Making up for lost time, and the Astros lead 8-2.
That was good to see. To me, the two biggest stories from last night, Jose Altuve, two home runs to kind of reignite things here. Hopefully this is one of those classic Altuve stretches where he's just seeing the ball really well and kind of getting the fundamentals back, you know, trying to drive the ball up the middle instead of jerk it over the train in left field every swing. And then Lance McCullers last night as well. Gave you 4 1/3 innings. Couldn't get out of the fifth inning. Put a couple guys on. They're up 5-2. Dubin comes in and gets in a little bit of trouble, but able to get out of that jam. And then the bullpen comes in. The back end of the bullpen comes in, and you don't have to touch Abreu or Hader last night. In a series like this, Seth, that is big that you didn't have to use your eighth inning or ninth inning guy in a 9-2 win. That's the... You know, they talk about complementary football all the time, the offense complementing the defense. The Astros being able to score all those runs to put some distance to turn it from a 5-2 game into a 9-2 game. You know, Jose Altuve's two home runs were part of those later runs in the game. His solo home run made it 6-2, and his two-run home run made it 8-2. And you may look at it and go, all right, well, they weren't really consequential home runs. Yeah, they were. You didn't have to go to your closer or your setup guy last night. This is a really important series, and you're going to be playing in a close game probably on Friday, Saturday, and or Sunday, and you're going to need Brian Abreu and Josh Hader to not have to use them. If it was still 5-2, those guys are coming into the game. It's not. It's 9-2. You know, it's 8-2, so they're not coming into the game. So that was huge to be able to not have to dip into the elite part of your bullpen last night.
Yeah, sure. And Sean Dubin working himself out of that trouble is nice to see. And, I mean, Dubin's one of the guys, one of the many Astros pitchers who have been injured this year and was, you know, able to come out of it. And you're just hopefully, I mean, I just don't want to fear the worst with Blanco, but it's elbow. If they hadn't said it.
It's elbow
discomfort with a second opinion.
He's done.
You don't know that.
I know. Yeah, but that's just how I feel. You know what I'm like? I just feel like I've seen this before. Of course, I'm not. Yeah, I haven't looked at the MRI or anything, but I just that's how I'm treating it. You know?
So no. And you're 100% correct here. Yeah. The other part of the Astros turning it around, if they can do it versus the Mariners and continue to do some of what they've been doing as of late. I mean, if Altuve just leapt out of his slump last night, then that would be huge,
yes.
Obviously. Yordan could be back any day now. If he looks like what he's looked like for every single baseball season except for this one, if he can get back to looking like his old self,
yep,
that's huge too. And it makes it a little bit easier given that there's all these viable options with the pitching right now. And because the bullpen is so good, that I can get kind of full thrust into, like, all right, this team might have something.
My hope is that Yordan was playing through that hand injury, and that's a big reason why he's, you know, like a 680 OPS or whatever he is, you know,
yeah,
400 points below where he normally is OPS. I hope that's the case. Jason Stark of The Athletic, longtime baseball writer. I like Jason Stark's work, and he's a pretty prominent member of the group that votes for the Hall of Fame. He's a very prominent voice out there when it comes to the legacy type stuff like Hall of Fame and all century and things like that. People pay attention when he writes. He did the for the Athletic. He did the all quarter century team for Major League Baseball, the very best in baseball since 2000. Two Astros, one former, one current, make the cut on the all quarter century team by Jason Stark. Jose Altuve is your second baseman on Jason Stark's all quarter century team.
Nice.
Says full confession. I'm dinging Robinson Cano here for being a two-time offender of PEDs. Good. Good. Get him out of here.
Oh, the comments are going to be so
good. Get him out of here. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Vandy. And since that's the case, this is Stark saying this, this feels like a choice between Jose Altuve and Chase Utley. Disagree? I knew that would happen. We've no hard and fast rules on this team for how to handle the PED mess, and I'll run into it again later in this column. When I do, let's just say my choices down the road are going to tick off the Robbie Cano, don't you know, fan club. Because he ends up putting Barry Bonds in as his left fielder for the quarter century team.
I love the inconsistency.
Yes,
on this.
And he admits it. But Stark says, enough on Cano. Why Altuve, despite his hazy association with the Astros trash can scheme and whatever the heck went on with Buzzergate? Because he's on... Because
bringing up Buzzergate is BS there. He has to acknowledge the trash cans, yeah. which, as we all know, Altuve, you know, was whatever. That's BS to bring up.
He needed. I'm okay with him bringing it up if he were to use an adjective in front of it that shows how ridiculous it is.
The bogus Buzzergate.
Whatever the heck went on with that silly Buzzergate thing. Anything like that, I would have been okay. But you're right. The way he mentions it actually gives it like a modicum of credence. Of credibility. Stark continues, he's on a Cooperstown path. Altuve's already passed Cano in Fangraph's calculation of war. I think his career offensive accomplishments outweigh Utley's by almost any measure. This is what's wild about this. Stark says, so that's three batting titles, two stolen base titles, four 200 hit seasons. And I hope you notice that Altuve actually has the same career slugging percentage as Chase Utley. What's wild about this, those three batting titles and two stolen base titles and four 200 hit seasons all took place like a decade ago. Like Altuve transformed himself. He went from being a prolific singles hitter that was winning batting titles to a guy whose batting average came down some, but his OPS went way up and he turned into not like a feared power hitter like Mike Trout or Barry Bonds or other guys on this team. But a legitimate 25 to 30 home run guy, you know, and with home runs in some of the biggest spots. So that when I read that, I'm like, man, that's the batting titles and the stolen base titles and the 200 hit seasons are all things that were happening before 2018. You know, like these are all it's almost like there's been two Altuves offensively. You know, it's been a wild evolution for him.
It was I did go down through the comments, and the comments in the Athletic tend to be. It's a little bit, they're not as extreme. Like people are a little bit more reserved and not as much name calling going on and everything.
Yeah.
There are multiple people in the comments who are 100% convinced that Buzzergate was real and that Altuve was 100% wearing a buzzer. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. There's Buzzergate comments down there.
Yeah. 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 That's the vast majority of them. You know, when people, Astros fans brought up that, hey, you didn't participate in the trash can, et cetera, whatever. And that's the Buzzergate is important because the Buzzergate brings it like people. There are a lot of people that were convinced the Astros were cheating for three straight years because the 2017 season details weren't divulged until 2020. A lot of people thought that was so they want to wipe out three seasons of Altuve's good work.
Yes,
and I would spot them the one season just based on all right. Yeah, Altuve had more runners on base, had more protection in the lineup if other guys were using it, whatever.
That's a good point.
But like the buzzer conspiracy theory has damaged him more so than any other thing, and it's the thing that's the absolute most false about any of the accusations.
Yeah, I get my only fear really in terms of legacy is are the baseball writers that vote for the Hall of Fame dumb enough to believe that he was using a buzzer?
I don't think anybody in baseball does.
Then that's fine. Yeah. Let the stupid Yankee fans be the stupid Yankee fan. You can't cure stupid, and that's who they are and what they are. As long as the writers don't believe it and he gets into the Hall of Fame when he deserves to get in, that's fine. Nerds!
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The other former, technically, I guess, two former Astros, but one of them was an Astro in 1998 that made it. That's Randy Johnson. I say technically because this is for 2000 through today. So Randy Johnson made the starting rotation for the quarter century team for his work in Arizona and New York, and mostly his work in Arizona when he won the three or four Cy Young Awards. Justin Verlander made it. The starting rotation for the quarter century team, Justin Verlander, Clayton Kershaw, Roy Halladay, Max Scherzer, and Randy Johnson. I guess the toughest choice for him, Stark says, Seth, was Randy Johnson. Verlander, Kershaw, Halladay, and Scherzer were easy ones for him. It came down to Randy Johnson and Zach Greinke for the last spot. So we were this close to having two recent former Astros on the boy. And you think about that, and they had Garrett Cole on that. That 2019 team didn't win the World Series.
Yeah,
that stings when you read stuff like this. Like, they had Greinke, Verlander, and Garrett Cole on the team.
Well, and Randy Johnson's a tough one because his career, like, the dividing line is the year 2000.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be an Astro that was on this list because this is the first quarter century. He was with the Astros in 98.
Yep.
So, that's the part. If you just take his career and start it in the year 1996 instead of 1988, then I think he'd be a slam dunk, obviously.
Yeah.
Which is arbitrarily starting this at the beginning of the century.
Yeah. So Verlander, Kershaw, Halladay, Scherzer, and Randy Johnson. And Zach Greinke, he said Zach Greinke was a really tough choice to leave off of this. Mariano Rivera, the closer, that was he wrote very little about that because he's just so far ahead of everybody and everything. Mariano, for those wondering what the team looks like, the whole team, since we've just focused on the Astros on this, catcher Yadier Molina, designated hitter Big Poppy, David Ortiz, the infield from first to third, Albert Pujols, first base, we mentioned Altuve, Derek Jeter is the shortstop, Adrian Beltre is the third baseman, and then left to right in the outfield. I feel like I'm a play-by-play guy giving out the lineup at the beginning of a game. Barry Bonds in left, Mike Trout in center, Aaron Judge in right. And for those of you, you know, below the age of like 13, there was a time when Mike Trout was considered potentially the greatest player in baseball. I know if you've just started watching baseball in the last 5 years, you're like, that guy that's hurt all the time for the Angels? There was a time where in a 10-year period he could have won 7 MVP awards. Mike Trout's numbers are crazy.
It is crazy, and kind of an illustration of just how injured he's been, though, too.
Yeah.
Because he's still relatively young, you feel like, well, he couldn't have possibly accomplished all of that stuff already.
He
can't have been around that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2011, I think, was his first year. Like, that first 10 years of Mike Trout, man, that was something. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 8 o'clock hour we go. Nick Caserio was on Chris Sims' podcast. Good interview. How well does Nick Caserio know his own drafts? Do you want to play a guessing game along with the Texans GM? You'll get your chance to. Coming up next.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.